My name is Ben Tibbetts. I'm a pianist and composer working in the area of Austin, Texas. So February and March were professionally quite busy. This is maybe the busiest time of year for piano performance for me, because I have fallen into this habit year after year, participating in this thing called UIL, the University Interscholastic League, which is an event for mostly high school students and middle school students in which these young musicians can learn difficult music, perform, and get rated on how they're doing, how they're performing. And these students need accompanists to pull off these performances. So I've been doing a lot of piano playing for that. I also put a lot of time into an event called the Cedar Park High School Young Artists Competition. This took up a lot of my time and a lot of my energy in March. So that's what I've been focusing on. However, I have made time to do some other things as well. I've been jamming with friends, performing each week at the Trinity Church of Austin, and I've been enjoying the occasional performance with other people too, such as my recent accompanying of mezzo-soprano Liz Cass on Songs in the Sky Space. I've been doing a couple of game jams. A game jam, if you don't know, is an event, often an online event, where game developers come together to make a game in a very short amount of time. And I've participated in game jams before as a composer. I go into the Discord and I say, hey, does anybody need original music for your game? Can I write for you? And so I've done a couple of those recently. Those are going to find their way onto my website and onto my YouTube channel, if they haven't already by the time I post this video. This is something that I've been sort of slow to get into, but I'm just now realizing that I use YouTube a lot. It's probably the site that I go to the most. It has added a lot to my life. I've learned a lot from watching videos on YouTube. I just can't help but notice that there's a lot of very creative, good things coming from that platform. And I think that I want to be a part of that. And the form that's currently taking is I'm organizing my videos into playlists. So I have a playlist for full concerts and albums. I have a playlist called Piano Bites, which is for short performances and clips of performances. Similarly, I have a playlist called Short Compositions, original music for people in a hurry. And I have a playlist for these personal updates. Some of the ideas for future playlists include stories and animations. I'd like to do more of those. I'd like to do a playlist called Composing on Camera. I've started a playlist called Music by Piano Students. Maybe this could be a good place to put videos by students of mine. One of my students had the idea of creating relaxing music, you know, music for relaxation, long piano track-driven videos for people to fall asleep to. I thought that was an interesting idea, so maybe I'll play with that. And I'd like to do some commentary content, sort of like this, where I just talk about things that are on my mind, or I muse out loud about different topics in philosophy, the arts, anything that is of interest to me. Just a quick update on the charity giving that I've been talking about recently in these videos. I'm still giving to GiveWell regularly. What I normally do is I give $1 per lesson, and I teach around 20 lessons a week, so I'm giving something like $80 a month to GiveWell right now. And if you'd like to join me, I would encourage you to do so. Check out givewell.org. They're a great organization that funnels your money in a very efficient and efficacious way. And if you're one of my students, you should know that every time we meet, a little bit of the fee for your lesson is going to a very good charity. Finally, if you want to support me, I still have a subscriber option on my website. And for a couple of dollars a month, you get access to some exclusive content. The recent additions to that content include recordings from Trinity Church, the MP3s from those game jams I mentioned, arrangements for students, some piano recordings from my work at Ballet Austin, and some other stuff. The sign-up process is super easy, and the process of unsubscribing is also super easy. I hate when services continue to charge you long after you stopped using them, looking at you, Planet Fitness. And so I don't want to be a part of that. If you don't want to support me, there's no hard feelings. Just send me an email and I'll immediately remove you from the subscriber list and not charge you. And that pretty much does it for this update. Thanks for listening, and until next time.